For KZYX News, this is Forrest Glyer. On Wednesday evening, Mendocino County Supervisors John Haschek and John McCowan came to Wilts City Hall along with Department of Agriculture Administrator Siobhan Holmes. They were hosting the first of three cannabis ad hoc meetings this week to let community members weigh in on potential revisions to the county cannabis ordinance. Around 100 people showed up to discuss five potential changes listed on the ad hoc agenda to consider, and many came with their own ideas and questions as well. One of the five changes the two supervisors were already declaring support for was to allow transferability of permits. Here's John McCowan on the topic.
One of those issues that Supervisor Haschek and I agree on is that what is called transferability, which is really the ability of a new owner or partner to apply for a permit on a legacy cultivation site in rangeland, forestland, TPC. We support that, and the change, if the board supports our position, would likely take place January 1st of 2020.
Many in the crowd who spoke at the meeting also supported allowing transferability. One issue that came up early on was whether phase 3 of the county ordinance should be delayed. The phase is scheduled to begin January 1st, 2020, and will do away with the requirement where applicants must prove that they farmed cannabis on their property prior to 2016 in order to obtain any permit. This will open it up for anyone to apply if they are in the proper zone and parcel size. David Drell of the Wilts Environmental Center suggested that the phase be delayed by at least a year, and Corinne Powell agreed.
We're going to be adding yet new applicants to this already backlogged group. And starting in 8-9 months of, you know, going into a 2020 phase three, I think is not only an overburden on staff, I think it's unnecessary to crank out more production when we have depressed prices because of oversupply right now. And I also think that there is so little enforcement going on to stem the black market that trying to deal with everything until not only our own county regulations have been flushed out and in place, but we don't know still what may be coming from the state. I think postponing phase three is just a no-brainer.
Supervisor Haschek asked for a show of hands in the room to see who there supported delaying phase three, and it seemed that a majority of those there did. Powell also suggested the county have more oversight on who was actually utilizing permits to prevent those trying to buy up large amounts of properties and use others with permits to benefit, which she called the Cordovacan model.
And they wouldn't be the only ones, but if indeed, if we are going to protect the small farmer, if we are going to market, which I hope we do, Mendocino County as the legacy, heritage, craft, organic place for cannabis, I think we have to be careful that we do indeed protect the small farmer.
One of the most discussed topics of the evening was whether the ordinance should be revised to allow an increase in the size of farms. Currently, the ordinance allows for a maximum of 10,000 square feet, but the agenda suggests the board is considering increasing it to 1 acre for certain zones and parcel sizes. Some there wanted to maintain the current limit to help preserve the environment and to discourage more competition for small farmers, while others felt the county needed to increase the limit to help farmers compete with other counties who already had much bigger limits. Here's McCowan speaking about the balance the county was trying to find while considering whether to allow larger grows.
A lot of people are not in a position to scale up or don't want to. There are some that they have the appropriate land, they have the water, they do want to. And I do think, and you know, everyone's obviously concerned about the collapsing market, you know, the price is way down, we know that. But I really think that having someone else in Mendocino County be able to grow an acre, that's not really undercutting the market. It's the Walmart of weed to the south of us that is going to drive the price down, and our niche is going to be the legacy, the craft, the organic, etc.
One suggestion was that the limit be increased, but only for those who had already obtained permits by showing proof of prior cultivation in the county. Emerald Cup founder Tim Blake thought that could be a good idea and talked about the competition that Mendocino County is facing.
If you look down south and look at the size of the scope of what's going on, I have one company that we're friends with. They have 110 acres. They just got 110 acre permit, okay? And these companies are coming in, they own dispensaries, this is Acreage, you've got Medman, you got Steve D'Angelo. So we have to wake up. This is what we talked about a couple years ago. So we really wake up and move very quickly. It's an onslaught. And as far as that larger scale growing, I think that we should put it on a thing where only locals or legacy people or somehow we should restrict it, otherwise they're going to come in and buy all this stuff too. They have all the money and they're already doing it.
Other potential revisions on the agenda were whether to allow new permits in rangeland zones and whether more than two permits per parcel should be allowed. Casey O'Neill of the Mendocino Cannabis Alliance suggested setting up more intensive discussion groups to delve into the issues of increased farm size and amount of permits per parcel allowed, since the changes could be so impactful to the community, and there were such strong opinions on both sides. Supervisor said that the ad hoc committee would likely continue to meet with stakeholder groups, such as the MCA, moving forward, and the next round of revisions should be coming before the board in May. Forrest Glyer, KZYX News.